Hi, my name is Marlo Daly with OEM TV, and welcome to yet another fabulous episode. Today we have Eric Ackerson from Acer here with us. Hi, Eric. How's it going?
Hey, Marlo. Doing great. Thanks for having me.
Hey, and he's coming to us live from San Jose, California, right?
Heart of the Silicon Valley.
The heart of the Silicon Valley. Great. We are going to talk about the Acer Switch Alpha 12. Did I get the name right?
You did indeed.
And it is a brand new device from Acer. And so why don't you just kick us off and tell us, what is this device you've got?
Well, besides saying in one word that it's awesome, it is a detachable 2-in-1 Windows 10 device. It's ultra portable, ultra powerful, get your work and fun done wherever you go. I mean, it's a culmination of years of experience making detachable 2-in-1s all rolled into this wonderful product.
Okay, I'm going to kick you off. First of all, when you guys were designing this really cool, awesome device, why did you decide to do a detachable? What is the benefits of having it detachable for this specific model rather than just a tablet?
Good question. Basically, performance and functionality. We've done a lot of research having made devices like this for a while now and interacted with people at different segments. So end users at home, business people in the corporate sector, getting on flights, having little trays to try and get stuff done, education sector, just all over. We've taken a lot of feedback and then taking the best of the feedback and tried to cram it all into this small, thin device.
Great. So now I know that you've got a detachable keyboard. So this
Correct.
One comes apart. But also the kickstand's a little bit interesting. Tell me about why you built the kickstand the way you did. It's just a wireframe kickstand, right?
Yeah, I think there are a couple reasons for that. Number one, it's a minimalist design. So it's not taking up a lot of space. It's not adding weight. It's sort of elegant. It mirrors some of the other products we've done with convertible but not detachable products, as well as trying not to look too much like other products on the market.
That's great. Okay, another thing, here's probably the thing that's most fabulous about the Acer Switch Alpha 12 is the liquid cooling system. It's a Core i5 or Core i7?
So actually, it's available in i3, i5, and i7 in the Core series, Skylake U from Intel, so sixth generation, very powerful. And like you mentioned, the cooling solution we call Liquid Loop is a big part of this product. It's a closed loop system with a vapor chamber that allows for high performance processors in a very thin device. It creates no noise from a fan. There's no extra what we call Z height or thickness to the device because of the need for the fan on top of a heat sink on top of the CPU. There's no, or less, I should say, throttling of the CPU under a performance load. Also, without the moving parts, there's less failure. So there's no dust accumulation that might slow down the fan spinning.
Oh, that's great. So what kind of liquid is actually going through there?
So yeah, we've been trying to figure that out exactly. It's a proprietary mix, but essentially it's a semiconductor bleach with some other materials put in there.
Okay, so now the liquid, does it circle around the CPU and then get near external ports that then suck all the heat off of the CPU? Or how does that work? I'm just really fascinated.
So it's like you're a thermal engineer because that's exactly what it does. So you nailed it on the head. Basically, it's a liquid form, and as it passes over the CPU, it is warmed up and heated. It gets agitated and moves and turns into a vapor, which, as a closed loop, pushes it through the system. And as it leaves away from the CPU, it's getting to other components attached to it, you know, heat sinks, that are pulling the heat or drawing the heat out of that material, exiting from the Switch Alpha 12 itself, condensing again, and then pushing through the loop, and it just keeps on going.
Do I have to worry about the device itself getting warm?
No, not at all.
Okay, so when the heat, it kind of dissipates into the air and doesn't actually get stuck on any of the metal surfaces in the device.
Correct. I mean, like any portable device, there is some heat created inside, and some of the surfaces are going to be mildly warm at best, but it's not something that's going to burn you or even shock you in, oh my gosh, it's warmer than I expected. Not at all.
Okay. The other really cool thing I love about this device is the price point. So tell me about the introductory price point and then the different price steps and what comes with each of those steps as you move up.
So I mentioned that we have a Core i3 configuration. We're probably not really going to introduce that into the retail market. That might be more for an education play, so I'm not familiar with the price there. but I'm really excited to mention the price point on the Core i5 configuration. So we're starting at $749. Wow. Now, this includes obviously the sixth generation Intel Core i5 Skylake U CPU, great performance. It includes the detachable keyboard. It's part of the unit that's sold. It's not an accessory. It's 100% included at $749. Yeah, and to go a step further, it's a backlit keyboard.
Wow, so you're getting a full package then. I'm just making sure I got this clear. A full package, the backlit keyboard, an Intel Core i5 processor inside of a super, super thin liquid-cooled device, so like modern, super modern device, all for $749, right?
Correct, and that's what the price it's going to be on the street, of course. You know, retailers have a little fun sometimes, certain times a year where they have ads, things like that. So we can expect that. And as to round out the specs a little bit, it is a 12-inch display. It has 8 gigabytes of DDR4 RAM and 256 gigabytes of solid-state storage.
So that's a really beefy. You're talking about a regular, solid, beefy computer, not even a kind of a tablet. You're not making tablet trade-offs or anything like that. This is a full-on computer. And there's one other thing I know it has. Tell me about the pen technology built into the screen.
Yes. So if I may, before we get into that, I think your key point there is this is a full-functioning device. This is not a compromised product just to get it thin or to reduce the heat and things like that. It's high performance, and that's one of the things that we learned that people were looking for across the different segments I mentioned earlier. People want something that is powerful enough to get work done, but portable enough to go really wherever they are. And so there are accessories like the active stylus you mentioned that allow the user to have input directly on the screen, much more accurate than using your finger, first of all, because if your finger is anything like mine, it's a little thick, right? So, yeah. So it's a pinpoint input device for handwritten notes. Obviously, Windows does a great job with recognizing input and being able to use it in OneNote and things like that, or annotating documents and sharing them with people with handwritten notes. It's a lot easier than typing.
You mentioned that, and I'm apologizing there, just because the anniversary edition has included a whole set of new tools for active pens. So you can scribble notes, you can do even like a ruler, you can take notes on the screen and sticky notes type of thing, and it goes zoop right to your Cortana that keeps track of appointments and will translate all these things. So there's a whole set of new pen tools in the new anniversary update that will work great with the Switch Alpha 12.
Absolutely. So basically, thank you. You're selling the product for us. Acer and Windows, better together.
That's great. Okay, so this is like a great product because it's got, like you mentioned, full functionality, great price. The modern PCs have like an active pen, not just a passive pen, the fat finger pen or the skinny finger pen, liquid loop cooling, and it's a detachable. So you can use it as a tablet when you want to use it as a tablet, or full-on PC when you want to type and do all those sort of things. Anything else you want to mention? Because I'm excited. This sounds like an exciting new product.
Yeah, so I'm a power user. I play games. I build systems typically. But when I'm using a system for work, I want something that's thin, light, very portable, but also very powerful. And I'm actually going to be upgrading to this system because I like it quite a bit. But also, it meets my use needs. And what do I mean by that? So when I come into work, I don't want to work on an 11.6, a 12-inch, or a 13.3-inch screen. And that's typical sizes for a very portable device. I want to connect to larger displays. So some systems have a connection where you can connect an external monitor. Well, with Switch Alpha 12, first of all, you can connect one external monitor. But using the optional dock, which has a whole bunch of ports, including a display port and an HDMI, you can have two 4K displays connected to this device, as well as using the USB ports on that adapter, you can have an external keyboard and mouse. So it's a full workstation, getting your work done, but then ultra portable when you want to leave work and go do something else.
Okay, Eric, now tell me about the different versions of it. We talked about the different CPU units, but you have a pro version and a consumer version, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
So tell me the differences between those.
Well, essentially, it's the primary difference is the operating system, that it's the general consumer release of Windows 10 or the professional version. But both products have a TPM, or Trusted Platform Module. So on the pro version, it makes it a heck of a lot easier to integrate into a corporate workspace.
Okay, so that means you get things like BitLocker, all that great security that comes with Pro because it uses that TPM chip on the board. You can take advantage of all that. You don't have to try to do just a TPM, a software TPM type of solution.
Right, it's a hardware solution built into the device.
And that's great for security. Okay, can I buy one today? I know you announced it back in April. Can I buy one right now?
The good news, Marlo, is yes, you can. I suggest that everybody go to Acer.com, check out Switch Alpha 12 and where to buy. You're going to find it at a variety of retailers and online e-tailers.
That's terrific. Well, Eric, this has been exciting. I'm glad you could talk to me and tell us more information about the Acer Switch Alpha 12, a great new product.
Thank you for having me. Wonderful opportunity to talk about the product.
Excellent. And for all of those who are listening, thanks for watching OEM TV. And my name is Marlo Daly. Have a great day.